Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don, giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, buying things in its cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Man. It's a pretty good deal. Tickle myself sometime when I say it because my show ain't see that coming. Anyway, I'm glad it's here. It's such a part of my life now, I don't even know. You know, I mean, it's not that I don't know what I'd do without it. I go do something else, I survive. But, I mean, it's such a part of what I do every day that it's pretty good, man. I really, really enjoyed what God has done for me. I really appreciate the fact that I thank him for allowing me and making me smart enough to accept it. Because this whole thing, man, this whole idea behind a better life is totally dependent upon us. It has nothing to do with our outside circumstances. You know, life is 10% what happens. It's 90% what you do about it. I mean, let's go. Life happens. Life just happens, man. You lose a loved one. You get some bad news. You make a mistake. You make a bad decision. You know, this stuff is going to happen. You're going to get betrayed. You're going to get talked about behind your back. You know, things happen. It's life. You're going to feel disappointment. You're going to be let down. You're going to let yourself down. That happens. So let's just say things are going to happen. Well, what are you going to do about it? See, that's the part that sets so many people apart. Or that will determine what the true outcome will be. See, just because something happens, it doesn't make it the outcome. It ends up being the result of something. How you handle it is the result of something. Okay, example. You lose a loved one. Everybody loses loved ones. You're not the only one. Everybody. So now, what do you do about it? How do you handle it? Do you bury yourself under the grief and allow the grief to take over your every thought process, and then the next thing you know, you're grieving for years and years and years, and you never let go and you never move on? Is that what you're going to do? Or do you take the grief? I'm not saying you're not going to be sad for a while. I don't know how long it is for each one of us. Grief, we all handle it differently. But whatever your time frame is, at one point in time, you must say, I do see that. There's nothing I can do about that. I accept it. And then you start creating things that help you deal with it better. You know, my mother's in a better place now. She don't have to suffer no more. My mother's not in any pain now. She don't have the worries of this world on her anymore. And then you take up your cross and you say, okay, now life goes on. Here's what I do. And then I took the loss of my mother and turned it into, I'm going to continue to make her proud, or I'm going to make her, I'm going to really give her a show now. She upstairs, she got front row seats. I'm going to go and give her a real show now. And I turned it into the motivation for trying to really, really get my life together and be something that she would be proud of. You can handle it any way you want to, but life is 10% of what happens and 90% of what you do about it. So you flunk out of college, right? You fail a course because you made some bad decisions in your studies and all like that, or you never develop good study habits, i.e. me. And then you get there, and I got this letter that came one summer that says, you know, for you not to come back to college because you've been expelled due to grades. My mom got the letter and she read it to me. I didn't say nothing. I went upstairs. I started crying. I was devastated, man. I was going to lose a lot of friends that I had back at Kent, man, that meant a lot to me. And I was devastated. But then right after that first 2-3 days of grieving about it, I said, okay, now that has happened. You've made those mistakes. You bought this on yourself. Okay, now what you going to do about it? Went out to Ford Motor Company, got me a job. Started working. Started feeling something positive about myself. Okay, you flunked out of college. I got that. You made the mistake. But now what I'm going to do about it? I'm going to get me a job. I'm going to feel better about myself. And I started earning money. I started feeling my way through. I started feeling better. And life is 10% what happens to you, but it's 90% of what you do about it. So now the question still burns in all of us. What you going to do about it? It's what you do about it that determines the outcome. See, sometimes things happen to us that are just catalysts. They're just things, they're pilot lights, they're igniters, they're ignitions, they're trigger points. Some things happen to us to trigger something in us. You know, some bad news, a startling revelation, anything happens. They're like starters. They get your attention. It's a turning point. It's a breakthrough. It's an eye-opener. The light bulb comes on, however you need to fix it in your mind. But things happen with that intent if you look at it the right way. Okay, here's the next part of what I want to tell you. You know, we've been talking about the law of attraction for a few days now, if you've been listening, but if you haven't, it's okay. The law of attraction, there's a book out called The Secret. I recommend it reading for everybody. Now, some parts in there you may not be able to grasp, but it don't make it not true, you know. I look for anything, and if it has biblical references in it and it's based off scriptures and writings, holy spiritual writings, then it has a good intent. Most self-help books are based on everything that comes from the Bible and the holy writings from scholars and prophets and things like that anyway. There's no new news. There's no new news. You know, a man is as he thinketh. That's the law of attraction. You know, but they admit that when they wrote the book, The Secret. So I've been talking to you about the law of attraction, how it works. You know, your feelings, what you're feeling that day is a signal from the universe to let you know the thoughts that you're transmitting. If you're feeling bad right now, if you're feeling bad, like, okay, I get an emails all the time that say, man, I was having a rough morning, Steve, and then I heard your morning inspiration and I felt better. Well, so do I. And it's because the way you're feeling is the universe feeding back to you what you're thinking. And whenever you're feeling bad, if you just stop and go over your thoughts have been some negative thoughts, so you feel negatively. If you feel good today, if you've been feeling good since you woke up, if you think about your thoughts have been good that day. Your feelings is the thermometer, the barometer, the measuring stick for what you're thinking. So if you want to change how you're feeling, you have to change the way you're thinking. Does that make sense to you? Because it's the absolute truth. Because it all goes back to one scripture, very small, but probably one of the most powerful in there. A man is as he thinketh. If you think good thoughts, you're going to feel good. If you think of ways to be a good person, you're going to be a good person. If you think bad thoughts, you're going to start feeling bad. If you think about being a bad person, how can I rob, crook, break in, stab, steal, hold up, sell, gang bang? Guess what? You become a bad person. I'm telling you, man, this thing is very doable. I want you all to all grab a copy. It's all biblical, but if you're having a tough time reading it, just grab the copy of the book called The Secrets. It'll really, really help you out. I've started rereading it for the third time. That's what's causing me to have some of these different messages this morning. So I hope you understand. Love you. For real.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Friday. Woo! It is Friday. F-R-I-D-A-Y. Wait, it's Friday. F-R-I-D-A, wait, it's Friday. F-R-I-D-A, wait, it's Friday. You don't understand what Friday may not be.
Oh my goodness, yes.
I'm sorry. Good morning. It's Friday. I just wanted to say that to everyone that's listening. This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Uncle Steve is not here, but the crew make it do what it do. And today,
this day,
June 30th, it is Friday. Did you hear me? I say it's June 30. Good morning, Shirley, Carla, Junior, J. Anthony Brown, and
watch
all.
Out there now, everybody. Listen. It's Friday. Woo!
Morning, nephew. Morning, everyone.
Uh-huh.
Good Friday.
Morning.
Uh-huh.
It's morning, everybody.
Yeah. Morning, everybody.
Don't you
not
just...
everybody.
Don't. What do Friday do? Don't you put your good draws on Friday?
Man.
I mean, Friday just, you know what I'm saying?
Good draws.
Or you go commando. One or the other.
Or,
I didn't say I did.
Or, since it's Friday, you flip them.
Uh-oh, he's a draws flipper. We didn't know that about you.
I knew there was going to be one in the group. I knew.
He's a flipper.
Well, he'll twist them on you in a minute. They like to
here's how you do it, Shirley. Okay, you flip them, but then front to back.
Whoa.
Hey, that's 4 days.
That would have you walking that's funny.
Wait.
That's yes, 4 days. It's a little itchy, but you know
what? What is that commercial, Jay, when that guy gets locked out of his room and he walks away and has Wednesday on the back of his drawers? It's Friday, Charles.
I know that.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
You flip them and then you go front to back. That gives you two extra days.
Mm-hmm. The things we find out about each other on this show. It really
well,
is.
Well, I got to ask the guys because I've done it. I'm just want to make sure I'm not the only one. Have you ever went out and came home and had them on backwards? I just want to make sure.
Oh, yeah. That's a dead giveaway.
Yeah.
Like
I
that
just
guy.
Make sure.
Dead giveaway.
Dead.
Tommy, I don't know why I didn't realize this on that because your thigh don't come up as high when you walk.
It don't.
I got
it's an uncomfortable
Tommy.
Feeling now.
Something ain't right.
Tommy. What's the perfect setting on a microwave to dry your drawers?
What?
I'm going to tell you.
Wait a minute.
48 seconds to get you some hot drawers.
You have to explain that.
How
I don't
that
understand.
Happen.
Why are they wet? Did you wash them?
Don't worry about that. 48 seconds to get you some hot drawers. Hot, dry drawers. I'm telling you. 48 seconds.
Thank you, man. That's all I needed to know. Yeah. Thank you.
Y'all don't want to use your microwave no more. Not mm-mm, mm-mm. Put it on poultry.
Poultry?
As in chicken?
Yes, surely. Poultry.
Wow.
Chicken. It's chicken draws. I'm sorry.
All right. It's time for something funny, you guys. Call and response coming up with Reverend Adnoid. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It's time for something funny, Jay. Or excuse me, Reverend Adenoid. Reverend Adenoid, let's do the call and response and explain again.
There it is. What we're going to do, we're preaching today.
Okay.
We're going to be preaching. Huh?
Excuse me, do you need a respirator,
no,
perhaps?
Everything's fine.
You sure you're going to make it through this sermon?
Yeah.
Does it sound clogged up to you?
What?
Forget Vicks Vapor Rub and all of that. Dude, we just go straight to the respirator.
None of that works.
The Roto-Rooter.
Yeah.
None of that works. None of that works. We were going to be reading a sermon today. We're going to be reading from the book of Gap. We're going to start out from the Gap Band.
The Gap Band
text. We're getting complaints from some of the younger members that the sermons have been a little old, outdated. So what we're going to do is go mix Gap with the Book of Rihanna. Start out from the Book of Gap. And then we'll go into...
Hello?
Hello? Right?
I'm fine.
Okay.
No, you're not.
Oh, I'm okay. I'm fine. We're going to start from the Book of Gap. And then we're going
to hear him when he's sick.
Something
though.
Wrong?
No, Reverend, no.
Okay.
Yeah,
you're cutting me off.
Wrong, Shirley.
I'm cutting you off.
Oh, I wish I had some help today.
Okay, yes, Lord.
Amen, go right there. Anyway, we're going to start from the book.
Go right there. It's
so good. From the Book of Gap.
Okay.
And then we'll go into
the
Book of Rihanna.
Okay. All right.
So Shirley will do the call and response.
You need some Vicks all over your face and your chest.
Does it sound weird to y'all?
What?
Well, it's sad today. Yeah.
Go right ahead.
Okay.
Starting from the Book of Gap into the Book of Rihanna. Go right ahead. Read it.
Oops, upside your head. Say oops.
Slow it down, first of all.
That was the. I'm sorry, sir.
Slow it down.
There's just
nothing wrong with mine.
Here we go. Amen.
All right. Say oops upside your head. Say oops upside your head.
Could you read that again? Because those are great words. Did you see what she said there? Oops upside your head. Oops. Ups. Ooh, I wish I had some help. You better preach, Reverend Adenoid. Go right ahead.
Is this preaching?
You better preach. Say it again. Read it again.
Say oops upside your head.
She said oops upside your head.
Say oops upside your head.
Say oops upside your head. Uh-huh. That's great text right there.
Yes, sir.
That's great text right there. Now, could you switch it up to the Book of Rihanna?
Oh, okay.
Go up to the Book of Rihanna.
And you got me, let go.
You got me, let go.
What do you want from me?
What do you want from me? Ooh. If I had a crowd in here of some people to preach to, I would be preaching.
We're right here. We're here.
Oh, my God. Stay with me now. Stay with me. Trust me, I'm going somewhere with this.
Okay.
It may look like I'm not going nowhere, but I'm going somewhere with this. Go right ahead.
Okay.
In fact, read that over again.
And you got me.
And you got me.
Let go.
You got me, let go. She said, you got me, now let go. Meaning you had me, but let go. Meaning to take the word go from you got me. You don't have me no more. Oh, hit the mic like that. Did you hear me hit the mic?
Yeah, we heard.
So how does oop upside the head go with that?
Because I'm reading text for the younger and the older people.
Oh, he's trying to bring
bringing the church together.
Bridge the gap.
I'm bridging the gap.
I see where you're going.
Read on, Shirley.
The Book of Rihanna, sir.
Read from the Book of Rihanna, yes.
And I tried to buy your pretty heart, but the price too high.
Your pretty heart,
yes,
but
sir.
The price is too high. Meaning he can't do it.
Amen.
Amen. Go right there.
Amen.
Amen.
No,
go right there.
No.
Could the church just put an amen right there?
Amen.
Amen right there. Amen right there. I wish I had some help. Okay. Work with me now. Work with me.
Me too.
Follow me. Follow me. I'm going somewhere.
Okay,
I'm going to tie all this up together.
Okay.
I'm going to tie all this up together. You know, it looks loose right now.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to tie it all together.
It looks raggedy. It looks raggedy.
It seems all loose and raggedy.
Yeah.
But it's going somewhere.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead, though.
Baby, you got me like, oh.
Baby, you got me like, oh.
Did you swallow your tongue? What was that? Hello?
Hello? This is such a powerful text.
It's powerful.
It makes me pause. Baby, you got me like, oh.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
No, he swallowed his tongue. I know it.
He had an epileptic fit.
Yes.
Read on.
Okay,
pay them no mind.
You love when I fall apart.
You love when I fall apart.
Fall apart.
You love when I fall apart. When I don't have it together,
uh-huh.
You love that. When I'm not together, mm-hmm. You love when I fall apart. And then we go back up to the top again, and you got me, you let me go. And you love when I fall apart.
Oh.
You see where I'm going with this?
You better minister. Talk to him real mad, no.
You see where I'm going with this?
Yes, I'm feeling you now.
All right, can you drop the text down somewhere? Go down and deep into the message. Read down deep into the message.
Okay. Say oops upside your head.
Say oops up back to the older people in the church. Mm-hmm. Oops upside the head.
Now I want all you gappers. And finger snappers. Uh-huh.
And
toe tappers.
What?
And love what? Rappers.
I need to just wrap it up right there.
Wrap it up.
I'm done. Well, I'm out. Yeah. Read it again.
Okay.
Read it again.
Okay, now
as
I want all you gappers and finger snappers.
As we close this thing, read it and close
now
it.
Now I want all you gappers.
Hold on, Cecile. I want you to read it and then close it all up.
Oh, you want me to
read
do
it and close
She's closing it?
It.
Now I want all you gappers and finger snappers, you toe tappers, and you love rappers.
That is a powerful message. Enjoy your day.
What?
Enjoy your day. Make something of yourself.
No.
All right. Something funny. Coming. We just did that. All right. Run that prank back with the nephew coming up.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it's time for Nephew Tommy to run that prank back. It just doesn't
the
end.
The ignorance never stops on this.
No. Everybody going to do that. Do your stupid part. You know what I'm saying?
We took it to the next level,
We're taking it to the
morning.
Next level. Yeah. Yes, we are. Mm-hmm. Yes, we are. Yeah. Yes,
Friday.
As you know, last year, someone had weed on the church van.
Oh, my God.
Please gather your thoughts, if you would, as we go to the phone call of weed on the church bus. Here it is.
Hello?
I'm trying to reach Dan. Brother Dan. Dan.
Hold on. Let me cut my TV down.
Brother Dan.
This is...
Okay. Yeah, this is Brother Scott from the church, from Bethel Baptist.
Hello, Brother.
Dan, I call you. I'm trying to get a little information about the church van. What's your schedule? You drive the church van. What's your schedule?
I drive it Wednesday, Fridays, and Sunday.
Okay, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. Now, Sunday, what is that schedule?
Sunday, I usually start about 8 o'clock in the morning, probably a little earlier, depending on some of the elderly people that I have to go pick up and bring to the church, make sure they get there okay and get situated and make sure they're on time for the service and whatnot.
Okay, and then you take them back home after service is over?
Yes, I try to get all of them back home unless they got family members or something that come up there and meet them up there and want to take them to dinner or something afterwards. But I usually get everybody back home.
Okay. Now, this past Sunday, which is part of the reason why I'm calling you, they saying that some of the church members that was on the van this Sunday, they are complaining, saying that that the church van was smelling like weed when they got on there.
Excuse me?
They say the church van was smelling like weed when they got on there, and you are the person that was driving them.
Oh no! Not the van that I'm driving. I didn't smoke weed in no van.
Do you smoke weed?
No, I don't smoke weed. I mean, not currently. I mean, I have before, but I don't smoke weed now. And I wouldn't smoke weed before picking some people up to go to no church. Now, where are you getting this from? Who told you this?
Well, all I know is what's come down the pipeline is they saying that. That a couple of the members came complaining.
This just happened last week about this pipeline. I want to know who the pipeline is, because just last week they came at me talking about that I was using the van to go places that I wanted to go to on my personal time. Now, I don't do that. I don't do stuff like that. Now, I done had a past. I done had a history, but I don't do stuff like that, and I wouldn't smoke in no church van. So are you seriously talking?
We're trying to get to the bottom of it and see what's going on with you.
Well, which elderly person said it? Do you know which one?
I don't know.
They love me. Every Sunday, them people tell me they love me. They say I'm one of the most respectful young gentlemen they've ever met in their life. And so I really find it hard to believe that you getting these type of complaints about me.
Okay, well, one of them says, smell like ooh-wee. I don't know what that means or nothing like that.
Look, brother, I don't know you too well, and I know you don't know me, but I've been driving this van as a point to try to change my life and where I come from. So this was something that I wanted to volunteer, even though I'm getting paid, to give my time to do this for the church. And now this is like the second instance where y'all done came at me on some stuff about like I'm trying to do something with this van. Now, why would I disrespect the church van by smoking weed in it and then letting the weed stay in there so other people could smell it?
Okay, so let me tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go out here to the church van today. We're going to go out here today and open it up. Now, if we see any seeds or anything around the driver's seat, then we're going to definitely have a thing appointment.
We're going to open the van up. Man, I was raised in that church, man. My mama go to that church. My grandma, she go to that church. She the reason we even all at that church. And you think I'm going to mess up their name by driving around in a van full of elderly people smoking some weed?
Then why do it smell like weed, Brother Dan?
I don't know why the van smell like weed, man. Now, I don't got the answers to these questions. I'm just trying to tell you that it wasn't me.
Did you have some weed in your pocket and maybe it would just smell it?
I ain't had no weed on me. Stop trying to say like I had weed on me. And you ain't going to give me nothing. I ain't had no... And I ain't had no weed on me, okay? Now, you ain't gonna mess up my name or my family's name in this church and disrespect us like this. Now, we've been helping this church for years, and I'm trying to tell you that I ain't riding around in no van smoking no weed with no elderly people. Did you ask any of the elderly people if they had any weed on them?
No, I didn't think about no elderly people having no weed.
So you just assume it's me? What, one of them got glaucoma or something?
What? You know what? You know who I think? You know who I think the weed belong to?
Who?
I think the weed belong to nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
What the? What the? Man!
Damn! You just got pranked! Oh my God! You just got pranked! What is his name? His name is Brother Lawrence. Lawrence.
Oh my God.
Larry, they call him Larry, but his name is Lawrence.
Oh man, I know exactly. Man, tell Larry he in trouble with me. I'm going to hit him with the van.
Oh man. Hey, I got one more thing to ask you, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, the Steve Harvey Morning Show, man. Yeah, I got me.
Man, go on rest, man. Go on and chill out the rest of the day.
I try, man. I know I ain't going to smoke no weed.
Whoever had the weed...
Check the older people.
Have not.
Did you ever think to check the older people?
They look like they might smoke.
I'm just going to assume it's me on the bus. Smoking.
Oh,
he's
my God.
The old people, man. Real quick, man.
He said, my mama going to church. My grandma going to church. Only reason why we over there.
All right. Hey, tonight, This is my big night. This is it. I've been talking about it for the last month. It is here. A time to laugh. Wow. Oh, my God. MegaFest tonight. Dallas, Texas. I am here already. It's going down. T.D. Jakes, MegaFest, A Time to Laugh. Me, Cedric the Entertainer. Oh, my God. Tony Roberts, J.J. Williamson. The list goes on. Yvonne Orgy. What? Fred Hammond. Oh, my God. Ooh, what? It's tonight, y'all. 9 o'clock. K. Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center. You do not want to miss this. Yes, ignorance will be at its best tonight in a clean sort of way.
Save
a time
ignorance.
To laugh.
Clean. Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
No, yes. No cousins. Yes.
How the hell do they do that?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know.
Ed, no, I can't go down there.
No, he can't go. He can't go.
Not with that sermon he just preached. He can't make that baby.
That's crazy.
It's going to be great. Do your thing, man.
Yes, sir.
All right. Coming up next, Miss Ann will be here with today's headlines. And Carla and Junior, we know where they're going to be.
Yeah.
They're going to be at the Essence Fest. And we're going to talk about all the things you'll see at the Essence Festival. I love that.
Yes.
You guys
yes.
have a blast. Be have prepared. A blast. What are you wearing, Carla? We didn't even talk about that. What you rocking down there, girl?
Oh, white is mandatory at Essence.
I got two dresses that I'm trying to pick of what I'm going to wear today on stage. Go to my Instagram page, yeah. Lips by Carla, and help me too.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Carla and Junior are headed to Essence
mm-hmm.
this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. Well, today, actually.
Yes,
you're
today.
Leaving
yes.
today. Yeah.
Today. Uh-huh.
Yes. So you'll be down
but
there.
There's some stuff that goes on there.
What?
Things you will see.
What?
And what you'll do. I've
absolutely.
Done it all.
At Essence Fair?
Yes,
sir. Well, let me tell you this, though. I'm going to kick things what? Off at the convention mm-hmm. center. Essence Eats Experience. I will be hosting yeah. that stage with the celebrity chefs, cooking demonstrations, and all that for 3 days. I'll be there. Woo! You can go to my Instagram page, Lips by Carla. I've been telling you that mm-hmm. all morning mm-hmm. to register and all that. Junior, you got some things going on. What you got popping?
Yes, Carla, I do.
Yes, Carla, I do.
That laugh.
Yeah.
That laugh.
You know, that night, you're going to come on down to the Superdome and hang out with your favorite friend cousin. You know, be down at the Superdome on the main stage with Diana Ross and John Legend, Indy Irie. That's not the point. The point is I'm there. You know, and I just think I should come on out and enjoy that. Plus, I'll be around all weekend just doing anything. You know, just
doing it. Sounds like Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart.
No, Kevin Hart. Like Junior.
Kevin Hart. It's not an essence. He sounds like me. It's different. Don't worry, I get that from.
That's what.
All right, so Junior, tell us some of the things we were talking about this to the crew,
never
Jay,
been
to Shirley,
anytime
and Tommy.
You get a lot of black mm-hmm. people together, you gonna see some mm-hmm. things that you're really not ready to see.
Break it off for me.
Like for instance, down, like. If big breasts don't offend you, then you're in the right place.
Oh, yes,
you're gonna
you
see
are.
A lot of women and some men with nothing on top, just breasts. That's
just
it.
Just breasts. I believe that.
Dog, that's it. Nothing else. Ain't no sides.
You will
just
see
breasts.
It.
I've seen it.
Essence.
I've
oh
seen
my
it.
God. Yes. Mm.
I've
yeah.
seen it. You're right, Junior.
Yeah. With an glitter
essence
on
of breasts. An essence of breasts.
This is for the guys.
Uh-huh.
Guys,
too,
if
though,
you
surely.
Love beautiful women, uh-huh. go uh-huh. to Essence because they go to the Essence Fest in droves.
Yes.
In droves. Yes. Well, yes. I mean, there's women everywhere.
Right.
You can, I mean, everywhere.
Oh, right.
Single women, they make that their yeah. girls' trip.
There's 65 in a room.
Yeah.
That's true.
Right.
That's how they travel. Right?
Yeah. And it's amazing how they can yeah. come out of that room looking fabulous.
Looking
hair
fun.
Did. Makeup
yeah.
did.
Yeah.
You know,
everything.
Clothes on point.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
That's
you
why
know,
you
but,
hear My Black is Beautiful. That's why you hear My
that's
Black
yeah.
is Beautiful.
Yeah.
Right
yeah. Yeah. All goes yeah. down in Essence.
Yeah, but that's to the guys.
Yes.
If you want to
yeah.
go and see some of the, and oh, this is the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's hot.
Very hot.
So you
very
know they will be scantily clad.
Right. Very hot.
Scantily
yeah.
clad. Okay,
but
guys.
Not, let me
that's
say
for
this,
you,
though.
Fellas.
Mm-hmm. Let me
and
say
you're
this,
welcome.
Junior.
Yeah,
Junior.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna see these women. They're gonna be fly. They're gonna have their heels on. They're gonna be on point as they going mm. into the Superdome. 3-4 hours later, them same ladies. Gonna have them heels in their hand walking barefoot back
yes.
to their room. I'm just telling you how it goes now. I'm
yes.
telling you how
no.
it goes.
I don't all night.
Nobody told them how much walking they have to
they
do.
Had to do
at Essence. Okay?
Uh-uh.
Nobody
now,
wanted
let me say this. You're gonna see some colors.
going to see some colors that you have never seen before. The combination, you're going to say, okay, that's what we rocking.
I ain't never thought about putting them colors together.
Crayola don't even make a lot of these colors, but you're going to see some combinations. Yellow.
Okay, I see you with the salmon, with the burnt orange. All right.
Yeah, I'm liking how you rock that. Yeah. How'd you get everything to match? Everything. Yes.
Okay, no one's going to say it.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Booties.
Lot of booty
a lot of booty.
Oh, we got to continue the booty when we come back. Oh no, we're not gonna leave that booty out there. Oh no.
All right, time to introduce Miss Ann, nephew.
Well, we have to get serious now.
Switch gears.
I got it. Welcome to the show, the one and only national news. Our beautiful Miss Ann Shrimp.
Oh, thank you. Everybody got serious. Thank you very much, everybody. This is Andrew with the news. Okay, President Trump's Muslim travel ban went into effect last night, and things went much more smoothly this time than they did back in January. The citizens of the six mostly Muslim countries under the ban, which are Syria, Sudan, Libya, Somalia, Yemen, and Iran, they now have to prove that they have either a business or family connection to someone in the United States. And only close relatives count. Not aunts or uncles, not even grandparents fit the bill, believe it or not. As for refugees, those who have made arrangements to arrive here, at least the government says by July 6th, will be admitted. However, the Trump administration is limiting the number of refugee admissions this year to 50,000, and they're close to that number already, so they better hurry up and get here. President Trump being criticized by both Republicans and Democrats for publicly assailing the host of MSNBC's Morning Joe on Twitter, making fun of female co-host Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough, calling her low IQ crazy Mika and him Psycho Joe, and also suggesting that Brzezinski had a bad facelift. Republican Senator Ben Sasse tweeted, "Please, just stop. Remember the dignity of your office." And MSNBC spokesman says that, quote, "It's a sad day for America when the president spends his time bullying, lying, and spewing petty personal attacks instead of doing his job," unquote. House Speaker Paul Ryan doesn't think Trump's tweet was all that great either.
"Obviously, I don't see that as an appropriate comment. I think, look, what we're trying to do around here is improve the tone and the civility of the debate. And this obviously doesn't help do that."
White House spokesman Sarah Huckabee Sanders, though, defends the president, says he was only fighting fire with fire. And he says, the quote, basically, he was doing that because of personal attacks in the past against him by that network. An 11-year-old little black child in McKinney, Texas, so upset when he saw a report about a child dying after being left in a hot car, has done something about it.
"This would be my one wish at actually helping people."
Yes, helping people. That's little Bishop Curry, following in the footsteps of so many other black American inventors. He's invented something called Oasis. It's a device that sits in a car, can tell if a child is left in the seat behind, blows cold air, while it automatically dials the parent's cell phone and the police. And the community is donating money to help him get a patent. I just love that. Comedian Dave Chappelle reportedly confirmed to do 10 shows at Radio City Music Hall in August. Chappelle to be joined by various guests, including The Roots, Chris Rock, Erykah Badu, and Trevor Noah. And today is World UFO Day. Hello. Woo-hoo. 20 minutes after the hour comes Eugene the Butterfly, Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Jay. The Butterfly, it's his time now. You do the introduction. You do it so well.
Don't nobody bring the energy on the show like the one and only Eugene.
Oh, my God. Friday is here. The holiday is getting ready to begin. Everyone is so festive. It feels so good. The red, the white, the blue. Oh, my God. Me and you. I just feel it. I feel it in the air. So, good morning, Shirley, Carla, Junior, J. Anthony Brown, Nephew Tommy. Good morning to all of you all. It is a truly, truly a pleasure to be with you all on this beautiful Friday. So, I come bearing gifts, okay? Today is about gifts. Okay. So, I'm excited.
Okay.
Carla?
Yes.
Girl, I got to have you Frankie Beverly maids ready. So, I have you a nice linen short set, girl, that you're going to love to rock while you in there cooking in that in the convention center. I promise you.
Oh, you made me an outfit to rock at Essence?
I got you, girl. You finna be rocking up in here. I promise you. You're going to be cooking. Don't worry if you splash some on it, girl. Do you have fun?
Be cute with it.
Be cute with it. I got you taken care of.
That was so thoughtful of you.
That
thank you.
Nice. And then, that's so very nice.
Can I get a drum roll? I gotta get a drum roll. Okay.
Okay, it's coming.
Here it is. Uh-huh. I am so excited to give my friend, oh, I don't know how to say it, Junior.
Huh?
You are going to be the first host to rock this halter suit I done made for you.
It's everything.
Oh my God. It's a halter suit. It comes, but I have the back out. But what we gonna do is get you a henna tattoo to put back there where the back is out. It's gonna be, but you gonna set this place on fire. It's a halter. It comes down to the navel. Okay.
Do men really wear halters, Butterfly?
He gonna be the first.
You know he don't wear no halters.
Sometimes you got to break that lane. You know what I mean?
I know they wear the romper things, the romper.
No, yeah. He don't want to wear no romper. He has a halter suit. So the jacket is
Shut up, Jay. It's not funny.
The jacket's snug, but you still get to expose your navel. And that's what you want to do, Jim. Is your navel going to be out? But listen, and then your back.
Expose your gut. Ain't no navel.
Exposing my navel.
But I have a... Jim, come on now. Don't hurt my feelings and not wear this on stage. You're going to rock this and you're going to love it. And then you got to turn your back to the audience and let them see your tattoo, which is going to be a henna butterfly. Okay?
Whoa.
I cannot...
Your outfit sounds better than mine.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up,
see that? See that, Junior? Everybody want what I done done for you. But listen, I need to get with you before you leave because in order for you to wear your back out, you know we got to go through your eczema and get that out the way and get that on point.
TMI.
All right. All right. I got to have you a smooth, but you got to have a smooth back. We got to get some Noxzema on you, boy. We do.
Nobody use Noxzema anymore.
You gonna put this damn Noxzema on.
All right, coming up after the break, J. Anthony Brown is here to murder another hit. We'll be back at 34 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, let's go. He got his machete together. You know why he got a machete? He got a machete. He got a machete because he's getting ready to murder the hits.
All right, everybody. First of all, please follow me on J-Spot Comedy Club. This murdered hit right here is 4th of July ready.
Okay.
It has to do with the 4th of July. Because what happens on the 4th, Shirley?
What?
Carla and Junior?
What happens?
People get crazy with these firecrackers.
Oh.
These firecrackers. Yeah. They get bold. Mm-hmm. They get stupid. And they might, you know, they leave on a vacation day with 9 fingers. Uh-huh. They come back. No, they leave with 10.
I was gonna
they
say, come what? Back.
They leave with 10 and come back with 9.
Oh, wow.
This song, is dedicated to them. Okay. Check them out.
What up, y'all? This is J. Anthony Brown trying to get his homework done. This is still 4th of July weekend, which means fireworks, which means somebody will set their ass on fire. Somebody will lose a thumb, somebody will lose an eye. Somebody will set their hair on fire, and yes, believe it or not, somebody will stick a firecracker there. I'm not lying, I'm not making it up. Somebody will stick a firecracker there and blow that up, too. The song is dedicated to the fools. Fools who do that with firecrackers, who think they know what they're doing, but they don't. Shut up, I'm trying to make a record.
Another dummy sitting in the hospital, holding ice to both his fingers and thumbs. Other side of town, a house on fire, fireworks inside. Silly yokes to set it off while smoking a blunt. Each year it happens, that don't stop them at all. For Fortuna seems the entry rate. In their bare head, it blows up now. His ass is seeing dumb. Listen to me, y'all.
Don't go chase your firecrackers. Okay, I kind of like it, though, even though you kind of messed my song up. But I'm just saying, I will follow your advice to remix, and I'll just stick to watching them, okay? I'm just saying. You know, instead of letting
We're going to lose some thumbs.
Yeah.
We're going to lose some thumbs.
That was fire, Jay.
Yeah, that was good. It really was. Yeah. Yeah. You know how to murder. You know how to slay, kill stuff.
It's about murdering the hits. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Hits must be murdered. But I'm working on your song, Shirley.
Which one?
Bougie.
Uh-oh, Bad and Bougie.
Bad and Bougie.
By the Migos.
And it's going to be dedicated to you.
Oh, God.
Oh,
God.
Yeah. I've never heard those words before.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make it radio ready.
Yeah.
I got you, Shirley. I'll take care of you. Yeah.
All right. So what are you doing for the 4th? I mean,
the 4th of July. I don't like people over to my house at all.
Oh, yeah, you don't.
Really? You got a limit, don't you?
No.
And why is that, Jay? You're a loner like that?
Being an entertainer, I'm entertaining. I'll do stand-up. So I don't want people at my house. You know, this thing about people, we were in the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
So we decided to stop. Well, I'll leave your ass out there, and you'll still be in the neighborhood.
Wait a minute. I played a joke on Jay. A couple of weeks ago, I was at the hair salon under the dryer. So I know how Jay hates company. So I said, hey, Jay, I texted him. I'm in the neighborhood. I thought I'd stop by.
What did I text you?
He said, he texted me back, sorry I didn't get this message.
I ain't get it.
You know, people have, now you're a party, a people person.
I love company.
I can't take it.
You can't take it, Jay.
I remember one time I had a party. Uh-huh. So I'm upstairs. I'm like, when the hell they going home? And they all heard me.
Everybody got out.
Wow, Jay.
Oh, God, Jay. You
when the hell they leaving?
Yeah, but I love company.
You can have it.
Nephew Tommy's prank phone call is up next, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after the hour to be exact, the strawberry letter. Get ready, okay? The subject, too much is going on in my house. Did you write this letter, Jay?
No. It's people downstairs.
When they going home?
When they going home?
But up next, Nephew Tommy's prank phone call. Nephew.
All right. You know, today is the day. Won't he do it? Prank CD is dropping at MegaFest, right?
Uh-huh. Okay,
well, guess what's one of the cuts on there?
What?
Big Booty Brunch Praise Team.
Oh, wow. Gotta what? Hit it.
Say it with me one more time now. Big Booty Brunch Praise Team. Yeah.
What do?
Yes. I know it. I know it. Let that marinate. Booty Brunch Praise Team.
None of that goes together.
Everybody with me?
You don't understand.
Yeah. Here we go though. Watch this.
Hello.
Hello. I'm trying to reach Jocelyn.
This is she.
Hey Jocelyn, this is Smitty. I go to the church. I go to New Mount Zion. You're the president of the praise team, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So listen, I got your number from the church secretary. I want them. Do you guys do praise dancing outside of New Mount Zion? Do you guys go places and do your praise dance routine?
Periodically, we do. We do. We're always excited to go out and minister.
Do you guys charge? What do you cost?
Oh, no, sir. We don't charge. This is a ministry. We do this unto the Lord. So we never charge. No, sir.
Okay. Well, now, but you will accept donations, though, right?
Oh, absolutely. We always need new uniforms. If someone want to bless us, yes, sir, we will definitely take a donation. But we don't charge. I just want to let you know that.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, listen, I want to probably donate $1,000 to the ministry.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, I definitely want to give you all $1,000. But what I want to do is get you guys out. If I could get you maybe 2 or 3 Sundays out of a month, I want to try to give y'all $1,000 every time you come out.
Oh my God, look at the Lord. Oh my God, we've been praying for a blessing, a miracle.
Yeah, and you would only have to be there. You know, if I could get, you know, maybe three songs, that would do it for me.
Yes, yeah. Sir. You are definitely, oh, you are blessing. You are a, I can't wait to tell Pastor.
Yeah.
Okay. Just tell us when you need it.
Well, now I want you to check your schedule and see what y'all got coming this Sunday. We might be able to get you guys going this Sunday, and I think it's really going to bless the building, you know, and I think y'all coming in there, that's going to do it. Okay, now we're at a place called the Lion's Den. I don't think you've ever been there before. You probably never even heard of it. But we're at the Lion's Den, and we just started our Sunday brunch. We normally don't do nothing on Sunday, but I just feel like we need to open up the doors and let the Lord in there and bless that place.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah, Mr. Smitty, I tell you, the girl's going to be so excited because that's what we do. We bless in ministry of dance. That's what we do. Baby, go back in here. Mom on the phone. I'll be there in a minute.
Hello? You all right? Now, do you think y'all can find the same color thong to put on where everybody have the same color? Hello?
Excuse me?
Okay, like if everybody wore black thongs or everybody wore a nice powder blue thong, I think that would be nice to have for the praise dancing.
What kind of dancing you think we do?
Well, see, the Lion's Den is a strip club, and what we having is the Big Booty Brunch. We having the Big Booty Brunch on Sunday.
Oh, my God. Mrs. Smith, you done called the wrong dancing. We dance for the Lord.
Okay, hold on. But I'm giving you $1,000, though. I'm going to bless you.
I don't care how much you give us. I can't bring my dance team in there for no type of money. A strip club.
Okay, listen.
I don't even know what to say.
Well, it's Big Booty Brunch Sunday is what it is. And what we're trying to do is y'all come in and
get
your little...
Big Booty... Jesus, you done lost your damn mind, and you going to hell.
Okay, let me ask you something.
I just need to pray for you. I'm just going to pray for you right now in Jesus' name. Holy Jesus, holy God, come down right now. This man has lost his mind. I'm lifting you up, praying for you right now, Mr. Smitty, and I pray that your building shut down.
Well, don't pray that we shut down. Pray that you change your mind by coming in there.
I kill this spirit in Jesus' name. I have to end this call. I cannot believe the devil has sent you here calling my phone, interrupted. Better go in the room. I'm going to have to end this call, Mr. Smitty.
Okay. Let me give you another bit of information that I need to give.
No, sir. I don't want to hear nothing else. I don't want to hear nothing. That is the devil speaking through you.
This ain't the devil speaking this time. Can I try to... Would you hear me out?
You got 5 minutes.
Okay. Do you have a caller on the praise team?
Yes, I do.
All right. Carla got me to prank phone call you. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Jocelyn, your girl, Carla, got me to prank phone
call. Oh, Lord. Did I say it? Lord, did I curse? Jesus.
I don't know, but you made up for it when you prayed for me, though, baby.
Oh, Lord.
All right, I got to ask you one more question, baby. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Oh, my God. Steve Harvey and Nephew Tommy, you are a fool.
Hey, listen, this is what I'm going to do. Let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to donate $1,000 to y'all's praise team from me to y'all. That's cool?
Oh, God is good all the time. And do you know the rest?
And all the time.
Live dance. Yes.
I just want to keep it stupid. That's all.
Well, you do a great job at that.
Big Booty Brunch praise team.
Didn't let us down.
You'd have so many gold stars. You'd be at the front of the class.
Let me say this. There's a couple people here that could be on the Big Booty Brunch praise team, you know. I'm just saying.
Who you talking about, Jay?
And I'm new here.
And Steve's got a big old butt too.
One thing about me, I don't have any ass. It's gotta be the junior
It ain't me. That's for sure.
I know it ain't me.
Well, we know it's the two that keep appointing other people. They know.
Whatever. Well, they might have hips too, Carla. If we look hard enough, they might have some hips.
Oh, a man
can't
with
do
hips.
A man with hips.
I can't.
A man with hips.
I can't.
No.
Take the gowns.
You
got hips. Ladies, Sweetie Pie.
Don't be. Yeah. Hips. Man hips, ain't it?
Yeah, man hips.
I can't take hips on a man. Like,
don't be in denial, though, ladies. Don't be in denial.
We're not. Can, we're moving
y'all can,
on.
Y'all can Let join the praise team, though. You can do
I
that.
I just don't
you...
understand how this anyway. Works, Tommy.
What's that?
Let me get this right. So TD Jakes called you to do Mega Fest.
Bishop TD Jakes.
Yes. Why wouldn't he, Junior? Why wouldn't he?
Well, I just can't understand, dog. It's
Well, he know not to call me.
So what other options does he have?
What other options does he have, right? Clean comments.
Do y'all know how stupid Tony Roberts is? Do you know how stupid that boy is?
Yeah. All right, listen, the Strawberry Letter is coming up. Too much is going on in my house. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
All right, nephew. Subject, too much is going on in my house. Dear Stephen Shirley, here's my situation. I met a girl and moved in with her. We had three kids. Then my girl's mom and her sister moved in with us. Then her uncle moved in when he is released from prison. Now we have a mother, sister, uncle, and children under one roof. There are so many people in the house that people are sleeping in the dining room on the floor. There are no house rules or discipline for our children. Since my name isn't on anything at the house, I have no say in what goes on. I have a job and I'm in school, so that's how I keep my sanity. This is not how I handle business. I've always believed that I'm a million-dollar man, but I'm living like a $2 hooker. I'm trying to stay the course and be here for my girl, but it's hard when it seems like she doesn't care. I have 2 degrees. My girl is an LPN and she makes good money, but she has no backbone. My girl is big on family, and since her mother has spent a lot of time in prison, she feels like she owes her mom something. I'm tired and I will not let this mess stress me out. Should I just move on and get my own place? I can't keep living like this, and my children shouldn't have to either. If I leave, my girl can't afford to support these people by herself. Please help. Well, she shouldn't be supporting these grown people by herself anyway. They should be, supporting themselves. Why does she have to support them? Why are they in the house? This is such a mess. And your girl is out of order just for opening the door and letting them come in, you know. Come on now. She's disrespecting everything that you guys have built together. Family or not, there's no way she should be letting all of them stay at your home. What about the kids? You mentioned the kids. What about the kids? And so they're just running wild now. You say there's no discipline. All these adults, at least they could help you discipline the three kids. She's not even considering the kids, it seems. You say she has no backbone, though. But guess what? Neither do you, because you should have said something when the mom and the sister first moved in. You should have. You have three kids to protect and provide for. All right? And they shouldn't have to live like this. These people have interrupted their home. You, as the man, have to step up now. You really have to. You're going to have to start saving and working on getting your own home for your own family and no hangers-on like, you know, she is doing. And before that, I would let her know that, this is way too much and you guys need to give them some sort of time limit to get their stuff, pack it up, and get out of there. Right. I don't care if your name isn't on the lease. You're in there, you're paying the bills, you're the man of the house, you should have some say. Jay?
You need to leave this house like you in a old slave movie. You know what I mean?
What?
In the dead of night, you got to go around and wake your kids up with a low voice. Get your stuff. We're going to be leaving. Grab everything you got. Get some toys. Get some drawers. Yeah. Get some underwear. We're going to be leaving.
Yeah.
Wake your sister. Wake your brother. Get them out of here. We got too many criminals in this damn house. We're going to run about in the morning. And then head for the border. And then go and put stuff in a box and leave these people. You got too many people in this house that have been to jail.
That's right.
You got
That's
to right. go.
Bad influence.
You got to get up out of there, man. Mm-hmm. Leave your girl, take your kids, and start over. I'm telling you, like you're in an old slave movie.
morning. That makes sense to me, Jack. That makes absolute sense.
I love it. I love it.
Wake your brother up. Wake your sister up. We're going to be gone in the morning. Hug your brother. Hug your brother. Hug your brother. Not so loud. Not so loud. You're waking everybody up with that voice.
All right. Come on, nephew. What you got?
Andy Dufresne.
Morgan Freeman.
Came to Shawshank in 1929. I wish I could see my friend right now. Yes. Your girl's raggedy-ass mama came to y'all's house in 2016. I wish you could move her out of the house.
Morgan Freeman is a great boy.
I wish you could get rid of your mama. I wish you could walk out of that house and never come back. Yeah. You've got 2 degrees. You should go and get yourself 2 more jobs and put some money on their books and never come back to that home. You could do it. Don't you want to see the Pacific? Don't you want to see Andy Dufresne one more time?
I miss
get
my friend.
Out. Yeah. Get out. Don't ever look back. Put some money on the books. And have them send your kids to you on the weekend and live life abundantly.
Ooh, there's too many people in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. Once you in the dining room on the floor, it just ain't no space left. Once you in that front room in there, yeah, where we eat at, it's then got real serious.
Why is she allowing
once
all of that,
you go
though,
to the restroom
home?
And you stepping over people, it's time to go.
And your 3 kids don't deserve this. They don't. They don't and know what's going on.
And there's no way possible that you and your lady can possibly be naked when y'all want to. I just don't think that. And that bothers me right there, that those moments are not able to happen.
That's what bothers you.
If we can't be naked, we're not happy. Everybody say that with me. If we
are you naked
be
right
naked,
now? Because it sounds
we're not
like
happy. Should I stay naked? I'm sorry.
I know you do.
I came in this world naked, Shirley, and I'm leaving naked. I promise. Naked.
This is the Mega Fest.
At Mega Fest tonight.
Mr. Mega Fest.
Please wear clothes tonight.
I'm wearing clothes tonight, but I'm leaving this world naked. I'm leaving like I came. Okay?
This is crazy. I mean, this letter, you know, I don't know what he has. But because he moved in
he
with her.
He should have left long before he wrote this letter.
He moved in with her. Yeah. He had, you know, his name is not on the mortgage or
that
the deed
matter.
Or anything.
Forget about it.
It doesn't matter. You're still the man of this home. You know, you're still the man here. You definitely were before they came, and you should not have allowed this.
And when you got 2 prisoners in a house,
it's not
you're hiding
that's
your
too
valuables.
Many. That's too many.
Not a good
that's
look for many. Your children. That, your children all. Come first in this situation.
You got to hide your folding money. Yeah.
And they're all guilting her into having them stay there with you guys. So, you know, you got to get some structure. You have to get a backbone. You're the one that needs a backbone now.
Yeah.
We know she doesn't have one. You need one. All right.
You need to get about it.
Yeah,
we got to get some chains on these. We got some chains on the door. The enemy is here.
But say it like Morgan would say it.
Get those chains off the door. The enemy is here.
Yes. All right. This crazy letter. Too much is going on in my house. Part 2 of our response is coming up. It is definitely coming up. Before we do that, I want to remind everyone, if you do have relationship issues, please email us at steveharvey.com. We want to help you. We want to give you advice. We want to get you out of these crazy situations.
Who
like
the
right
hell
here.
Stole the screen door off the front door. Who does that?
We'll be back with part 2 of our response.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at 41 after the hour, Nephew Tommy segment, Who You Mad At Now, will be coming up. Yeah.
Now, Shirley.
Uh-huh, now. But,
you're saying it wrong.
Now, Who You Mad
Curtis,
At Now.
Who You Mad At Now. Say it,
okay.
Shirley.
That's what I said, right?
No.
I thought that's what I said. No. Who You Mad At Now?
No.
Who You Mad At Now?
Now, see right there? That's making me mad now.
No. You mad at Shirley? Who You Mad At
Now?
Oh, it's just like
Who You Mad At Now?
You know what? The fact that you black and ain't black at the same time, it bothers me.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm black. Well, no, hold up.
I question that.
Yeah, I question your NAACP card. I
we
really
might
do.
Have to get turn your,
in
card,
your black card.
You'll know as soon as I jump in the pool with this hair. You know I'm black. All right. But right now, guys, come on. Let's finish with our response to this strawberry letter. The subject, too much is going on in my house. A young man wrote in. He met a girl, moved in with her. They had three kids together. Then her mom and her sister moved in. Then her uncle moved in when he was released from prison. Now they have mother, sister, uncle, and mother have been in prison for a long time as well. All of them are living in the house with her, with him, with the three kids. Yeah, it's too many people.
Shirley.
Huh?
This is a halfway house, and we just ain't figured it out. That's all it is.
That's
a halfway house.
The letter is missing, yeah. But, you know, he's mad because he's saying his girl doesn't have any backbone because she won't tell them that they can't stay. And he can't say anything because his name isn't on the deed.
And then he's scared of them prisons.
Yeah, and then he's probably, that's more accurate,
Jay. He's shanked in the yard.
Yeah, he's probably afraid, you know. She's an LPN. She makes good money. He has 2 degrees. He has a job. He's working and going to school. So it's a big mess in the family is what it is, basically. And you need to step up and say something. Get these people out of your house or you need to move on. Junior, let's hear from you.
Well,
I love hearing from you because you're the young one in the group.
Shirley, I have a lot of experience with this in my family.
Oh, here we go.
We got people go in and out of jail all the time. This is nothing new. I know he got 2 degrees. He's not using them because he don't know what to do. We have people come in and out of jail, it'll say every 3 months, 2 years, 5, 10 years, don't matter. They always got to come to somebody's house. The problem he's having is he got to understand, you have got to run your house just like they run the jailhouse. That's the only thing they respect. See, they don't, if you run your house like they run the prison, they'll fall right in line. But you let them run them up because you don't know what you're doing. Okay, first of all, lights out at 8. At 8, lights out. Just yell it out in the house. They'll go lay down immediately.
Yes.
Don't care what time of day it is. Just lights out. They go lay down. All their activities stop when they hit. Because they've been conditioned. They trained.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay.
Uh-huh. Another thing. Tell them to form a line when they got to eat. They'll get in line, and they'll come down there and give them one scoop and say, eyes forward. They'll look forward.
They know the protocol.
They know the protocol. He's just not using it. It's in them.
Okay,
another thing. They're going to have some hard labor. You have to go down there. I don't know who you know got a horse. Get a horse and you get on it with a shotgun on your shoulder and watch them cut that front yard. But you got to run it. Make them sing hymns while they out there.
Yeah.
You got to make them understand. Yeah, they got to understand that you got to run your house like you run the jailhouse and you'll be fine.
I like it, Junior.
But if you don't know
like
what to
it.
Do, this is what you have to do when you're dealing with convicts. My mama do it all the time.
Yeah.
Now, I was in jail.
Do they get to go out in the yard?
Man, what? My sister, yeah, she got to go out there and do something. She can't sit in there.
Okay.
My uncle came home from jail. My grandmother made him get out there and cut that yard. They can't sit in here.
This is from Junior, who said he thought he didn't know anything else until he met us.
No, I didn't know nothing different. I did not.
You thought this was a way of life?
Man, I say, man, y'all talking about how wonderful time y'all have. Y'all felt like, did anybody argue? Anybody get stabbed? Anybody get shot? Nothing.
No,
nothing that happened.
Junior, it doesn't matter what time of day, just lights out and they're gonna lay
right there, just high lights out, and they just lay down. They gonna lay down right then. They just gonna form out and get right in there.
Because they're conditioned.
They conditioned. Let me tell you something, Sharon. When they in different rooms and they start flying them notes down, catch one of them notes and find out what they doing. Oh, y'all trying to fly messages in here? They see that?
Junior, how do they do that? How do they fly
messages? They put them, okay, all right. It's really telling you. So what they do is they put a paperclip on one end, right? They fling it down to the other room. The other dude grabs it. Now, on that mode, they rotate it back and forth. off the stream to get the message to the next cell. They read it. That's how they know what they finna do that day. That's how they figure out. So that's just called, they call it flying messages. Why am I in here educating y'all on hood stuff?
Like, prison life.
I don't really want to be telling y'all. So when you fly, they catch them, they fly a message, they find out what's going on. Now what they do is, they are smart, is they write the message, but they put it in code.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, they don't just, we don't have no message like, we finna meet up with Robin M at 3:30. No. You can't put what that out it? There. You know, they have to put it in a code. So if you don't have the decoder in your cell, you cannot figure out what the message is.
Can we move on from prison talk?
Because I really this has been another educational moment with you.
Yeah.
We learned so much.
All right, Junior. Well, thank you.
Well, they lay down right away.
We got to go, Junior, but thank you for all of that. Email or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at My Girl Shirley. Now, as we switch gears, there's a report out that's revealing that more of America's pets are either overweight or obese, okay?
That's my fat ass dog.
We're always hearing about the obesity problem in America, and apparently it is not limited to just us humans, okay?
I see these dogs.
Yeah, they're getting fatter. While you may think you have a chubby dog or your cat is cute, your little chubby cat is cute, it could cause some real problems for them. We have pet owners on this show, like Carla. Carla's a pet owner. You have Fancy, your little dog.
I had a fat pit bull, the laziest, scariest pit bull.
He was scary.
He had a nervous condition.
A pit bull?
It was so bad. Cats would come around and stay on the wall and mess with him, just sitting up there. They're like, watch this dog. Watch it. Lose his damn mind for us just sitting there. I told you. Look at him.
All right. As promised, when we come back, Nephew Tommy's segment is called Who Are You Mad At Now? We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Nephew Tommy, it is that time for your segment. It's called Who Are You Mad At
Now?
Nah,
who you mad at now?
Okay, I said it that time.
Who you mad at now?
That was good. Who you mad at now?
You hate yourself.
I'm throwing up just a little bit in the back of my throat, Jay.
It's rubbing up on you. You're going to be one of us.
No. Fight it till the death.
Nah.
All right, nephew, this is your segment. You start it off. You kick it off.
I'll start this thing off because I'm upset. Mm. Look at here. This bothers me. I'm mad at all number twos.
Yes.
Who follow number ones on Facebook.
Oh, that's so bad.
All right, and trip when they see that you done bought number one something new. Now they want something new. You see what I'm saying?
Wow.
If she wouldn't have been on there, you never would have saw it.
Don't look for nothing.
Quit looking to see what number one got, and then you run. Here you come running up. Hey, I see you done got her something new. I see that. When I'm going to get some. Hey.
I saw your little old gifts.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Had a little old party. Everything's little old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All these little old people all in your little old backyard.
All little old people over at the house.
It's your little old barbecue.
Yeah, it's your little old barbecue. Can I keep it going right there, Tommy?
Go ahead.
Here's what I'm mad at.
Okay, what are you mad at?
It's 4th of July.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
You out with your number two. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You see some people who know your number one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It ain't your damn business. Don't take pictures. That ain't what you dying there for.
Right.
Take pictures of the show. Diana Ross and people in outfits.
Halle Berry's gonna be there.
That's Carla what you Farrell tweet.
Uh-huh.
That ain't your business.
Wait, Carla Farrell is gonna be there too. Carla. Junior.
Yeah.
I hear you,
Junior
Carla.
Junior will be there. I'm sending a text message to your number one because you down there with your number two. Mind your damn business.
Mind your damn business.
Mind your business.
Wow.
That's what I'm mad at now.
Oh, okay.
Nah.
All right. Okay, mine's a little different than you guys, obviously.
Yeah,
but I'm mad at the sanitation at my house, the people who come by and pick up your trash
you
and
mean
all
the garbage
of that.
Man?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I don't have enough garbage cans.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I just don't have enough. I mean, we have one garbage can for the garbage, then we have one for the recyclables, and then we have one for the greenery.
I don't do that, Shane.
What?
I don't
You
separate.
Don't recycle?
You know why I don't separate my garbage?
Why?
Because I see one truck come.
They don't separate.
Jane, you have to recycle.
I have seen
for
one
the future.
Truck for years.
It's
yeah.
for the earth. It's for the environment.
Our children.
They are the garbage men. Let them do that there.
No,
I'm not
you
separating
have to
a damn thing. I've seen one truck for years. I have yet to see a paper cut a truck. I have yet to see the grass or leaves.
Yeah, the
truck.
Green one.
I've
yeah.
never seen that truck. I see one guy pick up everything and mix it up.
So now, doing his work for
now,
him.
I gotta separate.
I'm not sorting trash.
I'm not separating a damn thing.
We're doing his work for him, is where
that's
yeah.
your job.
Yeah. Okay.
You
all right.
separate your cans. Why?
Well, all I was going to say is I don't think I have enough for regular garbage.
Sheesh, you going there.
Yeah.
Put it all in one.
They can sort it when they get to the landfill.
Don't be leaving no note on my damn door. But your garbage is not separated.
You can't take it.
I love it.
Okay.
One truck.
Yes,
I
Carla.
See one truck.
Yes,
okay. Carla.
So now I'm mad at Jay for not recycling.
Oh, God.
I'm so mad at you right now.
Okay.
I'm mad
go
at
green,
you.
Jay. Go green.
You have to go green. For uh-huh. your children and your grandchildren, Jay, you have a bunch of grandchildren. The planet.
See, that's where you guys are wrong. I don't plan to leave anybody anything.
You're going to spend it all. You're not going to leave anything for your children's
money
children, like it says in the Bible.
Out, so when I leave here, it's all gone.
Oh, that's terrible.
And Carla, I'm going to just have everybody come together for the reading of the will, and the person is going to go, nah, 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 nah.
You get Nathan? Oh,
my
God.
You get Nathan.
I'm mad at you for not
your,
leaving the
game. In your face.
Wow.
He got no.
I ain't mad.
I am. I'm mad. This is the segment, who you mad at, not who you not mad at. I'm mad at you, Tommy, for having this segment, and now you're not mad.
Yeah. All right, come on, Junior. I know you got one.
I already told y'all who I'm mad at. I'm mad at him since yesterday.
What?
These people on these three-wheel motorcycles, these I'm sick of them. Y'all, they got all these chaps on, chains, everything, but you one wheel away from a car.
You know
get
what?
In the
I'm
car.
With you on that.
Get in the
I'm
car.
With you on that. And it's not just the black bikers, it's these bikers. This shit, back in the day, you would see thin bikers. Now, I know these motorcycles are going, this is not the weight requirement.
At a certain weight, you should be pedaling. You know what I mean? You really should.
Can't go no cataracts like this.
You should
and
be
in
pedaling.
L.A., you can drive in and out of the cars, in and out of lanes, all of that. As drivers of cars, we have to be more careful than the motorcyclists.
I know it's wrong. But I'm telling you.
Don't you say it.
I'm going to say
don't
it.
Don't you say it, Jay.
Do you scoot over a little bit?
No, I don't. I'm not going to block anybody. But if I drive up and I see what one has slid up under a truck, I will roll my window down and go, that's what you get.
Jay!
I'm so mad at you again.
Jay, this segment is about you now.
I love it.
To answer your question, Tommy, it's Jay.
Who are you mad at now?
In his defense, they really shouldn't be able to bob and weave in between traffic.
But they
like
end up under a truck.
It's too dangerous.
It's so dangerous. So dangerous.
With your speed, nice.
And Shirley, Tommy Jr., Jay.
Yeah.
I got one more. One man.
Yeah.
Come on, who you mad at?
Hurry.
Okay. I'm mad at Chris Paul. He coming to the Rockets. We still ain't gonna beat Golden State. The Warriors.
Well, just give us some time. We ain't through.
We ain't gonna win.
All right. All right. Okay. Coming up, we'll talk about traveling next because this is a big traveling holiday.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Speaking of traveling for the holidays, one of the biggest travel weekends is this weekend, the 4th of July weekend.
Yes,
flying makes people nervous.
I still get nervous.
I think we've all been through that. Boy, Steve tells a story about how I got off the plane.
You did?
You just
didn't feel right?
I got off. Because I suffered from claustrophobia.
Oh, okay.
And I just couldn't take it. Once they shut that door.
You got off the plane?
I got off
the plane. You didn't make it to the event in time?
Well, no. What happened was, one of our other heads of the company came and got me and flew back with me and everything. Because I was really nervous.
Flying. And the landing, because it's weird when I'm landing, I'm looking at the plane, I'm going, okay, if we drop from this height right here,
we should be good.
This is a good.
But see, that's not claustrophobia. Your fear of flying is it falling out of the sky and all of that. No, I don't like the closed-in spaces, you know, and no control
and
over getting on or off.
Flying out of the country, like, imagine something that big and it's flying for what, 16, 17 hours?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's why when I go places like that, I have to fly with people. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, flying makes a lot of people nervous, as I was saying. An 80-year-old woman in China took her superstitions too far when she chucked coins into a plane's engine for blessings. The elderly woman threw coins into a plane's engine for blessings. Did you hear what I said?
One of them Rolls-Royce engines?
Okay, the flight was delayed for 5 hours while officials collected the coins. All in all, nine coins were found, and if they hadn't been removed, they could have caused engine failure. Hello?
It's for good luck and make good luck.
No, that's not good.
Jay, please don't do
throw
that.
50 cent in the plane, it's for good luck.
Jay.
No diamond in the plane, it's
stop
for good
it, Jay.
Luck.
You just got here.
Flow water in
you
plane.
You cannot do that. Jay.
You can't so what's go the craziest? Eat no Chinese food or nothing.
What's the craziest thing you've seen while traveling,
while
flying?
Let me tell you what I don't like about flying. You know, back in the day when you would travel with your parents and stuff like that, you would put your clothes with your mom's clothes.
Oh, yeah, and her suitcase.
Now you got these damn kids who can barely stand.
Yeah.
They got a piece of luggage.
Uh-huh.
And they're dragging that damn luggage. You tripping over their ass and their luggage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, your drawers touched your grandma's drawers.
Yeah, and it was okay.
And it was okay.
It was quite all right.
This was the drawers section.
It was a drawers section where they put all the drawers together.
Your daddy's drawers is in there. Everybody's
now little man got to have his own luggage. Yeah. And he ain't going nowhere in that minute. It's just a balled up sweater and a blanket.
Toys.
That's all that's in
right.
there. That's what I hate about traveling.
I one time, this is a long, long time ago, I was back in coach. And we hit a little turbulence, and the restroom, the door to the restroom flew open. It flew open in my face, okay, because I'm sitting back
there. Oh, I was with
there.
You, wasn't I?
Yeah, you were, and remember that guy?
My God.
Just a man standing there, pants around his ankles.
We were
doing
dying
his business.
In there. Can I give y'all the best joke?
Oh, my God.
Best what? Joke you want to do on the plane, Tommy.
Wait,
so
you got
good.
To get this visual
you,
of
you
his
got,
pants
first around
First
of all, you
got to
get somebody to video
Wait, hold on, hold on. Uh-huh. You have to get this visual, though,
you
before
gotta
we move on.
You got to get this visual,
okay,
Jay.
Okay, okay,
door this flies door is, open.
Yes.
Go ahead, Tommy. Tell
He's
him.
Sitting there. His pants are down to his ankles. We see calves, knees, thighs, and him.
Everything.
You see it all.
Everything.
Looking dead at us, man, but reaching for the dough and can't get the dough. And I'm not getting up getting the dough for you.
No. He was,
y'all wouldn't help the man?
We were more embarrassed than he was, okay?
Oh, my God.
This is awful. I think we were going to Vegas, right, or something.
No. Shirley, we was... I think we was coming back from Bermuda or something like that.
Yeah,
I can't
maybe
remember.
Something like that. But yeah, it was in our face.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
so get God. That visual. Yeah,
yeah.
I was traumatized by that. All right, so go ahead
My
now
prank.
With your
Here's
story.
Here's the best prank, Tommy. First of all, you got to get somebody to film it. Okay. And first of all, you got to get somebody to film.
Uh-huh.
You got to wait till someone comes out of the restroom. And it's better when it's an elderly person. When they come out, right when they come out, you go in, and then you come right back out and go, oh, my God, Father of God, what did you eat, lady? Jesus. Oh, my, wow.
Oh, God.
I'll be damned.
Somebody really? Calling you
in. So the door. But you go, hold on, Jay, you go right in, and it come right back out.
You go right in, and then you come right back. Oh,
that is so wrong. Why does it have to be an elderly person?
Because
though?
It's much funnier. Oh, yeah. Younger people will fight you.
Yeah, yeah.
You want the most audience you can get. Because other old people are going to be offended.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you want the younger people for the most audience members. Play
but you know
audience.
What's bad? That's Jay terrible. Has probably done it, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He has pulled the joke off. You know he has.
Yeah, it's the best joke ever. You wait till they come out, then you go right in and come right back out. Oh, my God, lady.
But you have another traveling one about the guy who told on you.
So,
careful, though.
So this one time, you know, and I have to admit, I don't always fly first class, but this time I was flying first class. And you can never, if you're like semi-famous, you can never be in the right section. If you're in first class, you can't sit back in with us.
Right,
if you're sitting back there with them, well, why are you not in first class?
Exactly.
You borderline. You borderline.
No win situation.
It don't matter.
It don't matter. So this one time I'm sitting in first class, and I didn't turn my phone off right away.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy, hey, he's got his phone on. This guy's still using his phone.
Really?
Yeah, he tells on me, right?
Uh-huh.
You know? And then, so the stewardess, she comes over. So I'm like, I got to get his ass back.
That made you mad.
Maybe I'll spill wine on him or something. I got to find a way to get him back. The whole flight, I'm thinking, you know.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I would throw up on him. I got to do something.
He's trying to figure it out, huh?
I'm not even concentrating on this fight. So, oh, man. So when we get up, man, we get up about 10,000 feet. I stand up and I yell, did you just call me the N-word?
Oh. Are you serious?
They moved him to the back, right?
The flight attendant got him on.
Got your ass.
Now, that's how you fly. From now on, that's how you fly.
Wow. I bet he called you one on the way back to that seat.
I didn't call the N-word the N-word. Yeah.
All right, we'll be back right after this. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. wow. This is an ignorant show right here. Okay, I hope you guys know that. He is, man.
Did you just call me the N-word?
You called the N-word the N-word? What the
That was the last segment. That was the last
segment. Oh, my God. That's still right, nephew, funny to me.
You said you wanted to ask us something, nephew?
I got some flight questions for y'all. It's just, I've been flying for a long, long time.
Oh, man, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's been years. And praise God, nothing is ever crazy, you know, just drastically happened, you know. So I'm glad of that. I'm blessed for that. But let me ask you something, because there's some rules on the plane that are kind of like hidden rules. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like, if you in the middle... But if I get the middle seat, both of the armrests are mine, okay? If
that's
I'm going,
right.
If
that's
I got to sit in the middle, both of the armrests are mine. Now, let me tell you why I almost got into a fight with somebody. Is when I'm sitting on the window, if you're sitting next to the window. If I'm sitting next to the window. If you in the middle seat or the seat that's on the aisle and you're you know, on my row, you don't have the right to make the shade go up or down. I control the window, okay?
The window reach over
mine.
You?
Oh, yeah. You reach over me and pull down the shade. I'm the shade
window
guy.
Is mine.
You pay for that window.
It wasn't better than that, Tommy. I didn't fell asleep on the window with the shade up. I wake up, the dude had closed it because the light getting on his nerves. I always hit back up, fall back, sleep, and back closed. Look here, man.
If you reach over here again.
If you come over here one more time, brother, I'm telling you, man, this is not the aisle to be sitting on.
I can't stand that, man.
That's just rude.
I got another one.
Oh, God. What? Yes.
Look at here, white guys. Look at here. That little blue jacket you got is polyester.
Okay.
You can just smush it up there at the top. It ain't going to be, you don't have to take an hour and a half to fold that damn jacket up.
Holding up his line.
Holding up the line with that polyester jacket.
It's just white guys?
It's just white guys.
Yes.
But black guys very seldom have on that blue jacket with the khaki pants. We don't roll like
that. If they got a jacket on, most brothers going to just keep their jacket on while they're sitting there. Now, I need to keep an eye on my jacket. I'm not going to just put my jacket on.
Can I take your jacket? No, I need to keep my jacket.
Lay my jacket down.
I know, traveling with Steve, you know, this show used to be on the road constantly.
Oh, yeah.
Like, every weekend we were in a different city. So, you know, walking to the plane, Steve and I in full conversation about something that had to do with the show or whatever, life, whatever. So we get on the plane, we're still talking, put our stuff up, you know, blah, 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 get in our seats, still talking. I turn around or look across because we're sitting across from each other to finish the conversation. Steve is out, mouth open, sleep, dead sleep.
Oh, he sleep real
quick.
Yeah,
I mean, as soon as his head, we're in mid-sentence, Jay.
You know what I don't like, Jay? Like, I'm sitting up there and, you know, I sit on the aisle seat or something like that. What I don't like is the flight attendant tampered me to watch this boring presentation that I've seen already 200 times.
A million times.
Oh, my God.
She tapped me. She said, you need to sit up and look at this. I said, I already know. Two front, two over the wing, one in the back. Aisles light up. Golly, how hard is this?
I don't know.
But when they wake you up to eat, I hate.
Here's a rule. If you want to take your shoes off, you need to have nice socks on, okay?
Yeah.
And socks is necessary, all right? I can't wake up out of my sleep and you don't have no socks on and you clicking your two big toes together. We can't have that. You can't sit on my
road
with that. No, no.
Not on this
road,
you can't.
No, no.
Or in the bulkhead, and you know how some people put their feet up, you know, they put their feet up on the wall.
Yeah,
have some socks on, please.
Some socks on. Right.
Please, and take that blanket and cover your feet.
Cover that.
Okay, yeah, and they don't want to hear this. They don't want to hear it. On the way out, Shirley.
What?
These stewardess that come down the aisle full speed, and you too wide. You know you too wide, and you just really busting everybody's shoulder. Come on, man. It's got to be a limit.
We gotta go. We'll be back. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here we go. We're keeping with this holiday talk. We travel, we cook, we eat, we do all these things. So
don't you say we cook. Don't you say that.
I don't.
Well,
I don't.
I will be cooking on the 4th. I'm gonna barbecue some chicken.
You gonna barbecue some chicken where?
Some sides.
You gonna barbecue some chicken where?
I have a golden grill.
I know the chicken is going, why I got to go with her?
Junior, I have a grill.
You never seen this many packs of chicken.
Chicken is going, oh, please.
You never seen this many packs of chicken just jumping out of freezers.
I hate you guys right now.
No, I don't cook at all. I don't cook at all. My son brought me, because here's the thing about when you grill. When you grill, it's the odor. People can smell it.
Yeah.
And it invites people in.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You're barbecuing. No, I'm not. Don't come over. Go away.
You're not wanting people at your house.
No, I don't want people over. So the fact that you have something that seems like joyous, I don't like to have them. I don't like to participate.
No joy. People are having fun.
No joy at my house.
Don't want that.
Enjoying life.
Oh, no.
This food ain't got no smell.
You guys, he's going to be with you tonight, Tommy, at MegaFest, the great Cedric the Entertainer. But last year, around this time, he put out the meme. It was like, okay, is we grilling or is we barbecue? He wanted to know.
I love that. There is a difference.
Because people say that. What is the difference?
Well, you know, barbecuing to me is when you smoking your meat. You know, you got your brisket on. You got you got your chicken on. That right there is going to be, you know, 4, 5, 6 hours of cooking.
Okay.
When you grilling, you flipping burgers and hot dogs for
the
kids.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Or even, you know, you put anything on the grill, fish.
No one has ever burned their house down grilling. Barbecuing, yes.
Yeah. Oh, really? Oh, hell, the fire didn't fail. You ain't never seen many people get up.
You ain't never heard nobody say it when grilling. Oh, hell, the fire didn't fail.
Now, you can mess up grilling if you walk away from it. Then you got a problem.
What, for my mom's
barbecue? You gotta stay there?
Yeah, see, there you Shirley. Go, Shirley. Oh,
that's man. Right there. Hey,
Shirley. Shirley.
I gotta rethink that.
Where are you barbecuing?
I tell you, that chicken is going, please, baby, put
Jay.
Me back.
You know you sit next to, Jay? You know you sit next to? There is no way Shirley's barbecuing. Shirley's not going back out there 10 times to check the same piece of meat. No. She's not going to do that.
You're right, Junior. I'm not. I'm getting tired just thinking of that.
Shirley, time to flip the meat, Shirley. You flip it, and she's talking to a 7-year-old.
I like to go to somewhere I can leave, and I don't have anybody at my house. Man. Don't like people.
I love having people over, but I'm going to rethink this grilling
that
thing
grilling,
now,
it takes a lot of work. That grilling and barbecuing, it's a lot of work.
Well, what I'm about the oven? Why don't people cook in the oven on the holidays?
You can. But you know.
In the oven year round. You know, y'all year round in the oven.
Yeah, enjoy the outdoors.
But then, you know what you don't like, though, Tommy? I don't like for people to come over there and complain about everything that you cook.
Like
didn't
what?
Bring nothing. You know, it's like, didn't bring a doggone thing and sit there and complain about everything. Golly, I thought we at least would have had some pork chops. Well, did you bring some damn pork chops?
Man,
I got chicken, fish, and shrimp. That's what I got.
I almost put somebody out talking about, you ain't really get enough ribs, huh? Man, get your ass out here. You can get your ass out the yard, dog. I done bought 20 slabs of ribs, man. I'm not hearing this from you.
Like for me, like Tommy, how much it cost for you to throw a grill, like the barbecue throw?
I'm gonna spend $1,000 on meat.
We're gonna be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, last break of the day. It is time for just one more thing. Boy, this day went by fast. It's Friday. Woo!
Friday.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I love Fridays. I love the 4th of July. I love summertime. I love company, unlike you, Jay.
So, Jay, you're just going to be by yourself Tuesday, huh?
That's
just
what everybody says to me.
And you're cool with that.
I'm fine with it.
But you will go over someone's house if they invite you.
I don't really like going nowhere.
What do you do?
Yeah, what are you going to do over the holidays, Jay? Yeah, what?
What? A lot of piddling.
What is piddling, Jay?
You know it when you're doing it.
It's absolutely nothing, you know.
Just stuff. Stuff.
You know, like,
this
like,
goes
like,
right here. I got to fold these up. I got to lay this right here.
Oh,
I
got to
wrap these up. Piddling, baby.
Piddling.
I'm going to start a class in piddling.
Piddling is trying to figure out how to get that stain out the corner of that ceiling. You know, that's
piddling.
Piddling.
Okay, I know you guys laugh, but I really, really, really do plan to cook this weekend. So next week,
you're
going to cook
me,
on the show. I promise you I am. So tell me, give me something.
Season the meat Monday morning. Season meat, very good.
And what do you season yours with?
Oh, my God. I use everything from onion powder to garlic powder to your salt, your pepper. I mean, you can buy one of those collaborated seasons. That already, one thing, you can just sprinkle it all on there. You know, people use Tony's. I think Tony's got too much salt, but people use Tony's.
Tony Satcher's.
Yeah. But, you know, and then Tony's has one that has no salt, so you can use that one, too. But anyway, but then you're going, you still want some salt, but you just don't want overkill. Season your meat on Monday. You can marinate it if you want to. I do that every now and then. I'll take an Italian dressing and just put it in there and let it sit. You got to get your fire together. That's what a man do. A man get his fire together. I use wood. I don't use charcoal. I use pecan wood. All right? Mm-hmm. I do not put lighter fluid on my wood. You do not want that. All right? So it takes a minute to get your fire going, but when you get your fire going, you got a fire. All right? Mm. Now, take an onion, cut it in half, Shirley. see, you tired already.
Rewatch Shirley at the seasoning.
Time to rewatch Shirley is lost. You know why? Because Shirley don't plan on doing this. She ain't got no pen and paper.
Why am I even explaining this?
Dog, I don't know why you went on this long.
No, but I thought maybe if you told me, I would get interested. But
Shirley,
I'm not.
You know what? Let me tell you what Shirley needs. And this will be good for Shirley. Shirley, you need the electric smoker from Masterbuilt. That's what you need.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's what you need.
Yes. Yes. Now, you're right about that, Tommy.
I promise you can put your meat in there. You season up good. Put your meat in there. You can walk away from it. And I promise you, in a couple of hours, you're going to have some incredible meat with the smoky flavor. You're going to love it. I promise you.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to do. That just saved me.
That is a lot of work for people you don't even like. I would never do that.
I gotta have something at my house. I've invited
Grinch
these people
that
over.
Stole the 4th of July.
Yes, man. Yes, it is. Yes.
I just to see them sitting there eating up my damn food, and I don't even know these people. No.
You invite strangers?
I mean, people that you know, but then other people, they bring people. Like, I invited you. Why'd you bring your wife?
It's my wife, dude. But wait a minute, Jay. Okay, so we're pretty close. We've known each other for years and years and years. Mm-hmm. Are you saying to me, to my face right now, that you would not invite us to your house?
I wouldn't. If I, first of all, if you get an invite, you. Something up, right? If I invite you to my house, okay, wait, you got to go, wait a minute.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
You have a big, beautiful home, Jay. You have a beautiful home.
That's what I work hard for, to get a nice house, to be alone. I like to be left alone.
Jay said, I'm not even denying it's a big house. I'm not denying that.
Okay, oh, so tell me, you helped me out with the master build. I can go get that today.
Right. But let me say this, Shirley. This is the way I do it. Like, okay. the fourth is on Tuesday. Uh-huh. I will throw my cookout on Monday and have everybody over, have fun on Monday. But then Tuesday, I get to chill out at the house and enjoy the holiday with just the wife and the kids, and I'm good. Yeah. And it ain't a 1,000 people in my backyard.
Ooh, Jesus. You just wasted a good damn day. I'm taking Monday and Tuesday to chill out.
But Jay, you really don't like people.
I don't like company at all.
You like people just not at your house.
I'm an entertainer. Yeah, you are. If I'm in the club and you see me in the airport or whatever, I'll take a picture. Uh-huh. But when I'm home, I know he in there.
I see his car.
I see his car. Mm-hmm. I can hear him.
Oh, my God.
He's got the TV on. Daddy!
Oh, it's your kids?
I didn't know they was coming.
But you know what's funny? You know what's funny? Oh, like, God, back in the day, when somebody knocked on the door when you was growing up, you couldn't believe somebody stopped by. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You was glad somebody stopped. Oh, my God. That was exciting. Now, somebody knocked on the door, everybody look at each other. Who the hell is that?
I know. And as much as I love company, don't come without calling.
And they say your name like they don't even like it. That's Jay Anthony. Jay Anthony. That's Tommy. Tommy.
We should all go over his house one day. Hey,
come
Jay.
If you want to.
We won't get
you
it.
You won't really get your feelings hurt. You know what? Here's the other thing. You can pull up the same time, and I'll beat you to the house and lock your ass.
We can start from here.
Hey, so I got to say this.
Okay, come on.
Mega Fest tonight, baby. It's me and the crew. It is a time to laugh. Get your tickets at all Ticketmaster outlets. It's a time to laugh. Happy, happy holiday from every one of us here at the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Go ahead.
Well, love you, Tommy. I know you're going to do a great job tonight.
I know you will.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
And we'll see you guys. Have a happy 4th. Thanks for listening. Bye bye.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.